In some ways, the past few months have all led up to this moment. And it's been a long haul even just tonight for some of our little ones who made it through almost an entire Yom Kippur service. For those who I haven't had a chance to meet in person, I want to introduce myself. My name is Rabbi Shainer, and this is my first Yom Kippur at Temple Sinai. I'm lucky to share that experience with Cantor Brown Levy, who is also new here. I'm sure I can speak for both of us when I say how grateful we feel for the way that we and our families have been welcomed since we moved here this last July. I also have another reason to be grateful tonight. Today is my first Yom Kippur as a rabbi, period. It's not a small moment for me. I spent the last 7 years in rabbinical school studying to get to this moment, and it feels like kind of a big deal. But since Yom Kippur is a day for making confessions, I'm going to start with this little one. I'm still not sure who people are talking to when they call me rabbi. I think you can't possibly mean me. I have this name badge that says Rabbi Jordan Shainer on it, and I look at it and I think, who's that? I haven't quite adjusted to the notion that I am the person that this name badge says that I am. And I know that eventually I'm going to get used to it, but there is a part of me that is attached to thinking of myself differently. Not as a rabbi, not as a leader, not as a teacher, but as a student. Feeling like a student, standing here in front of all of you, it's hard not to be a little nervous. I'm even feeling a little bit chicken. It's easy to feel like a chicken when everyone expects you to be a rabbi. Or like the girl in the story we just heard, right? To be a princess. Sometimes we're afraid to accept the changes in our life and the responsibilities that come with those changes. That's because we get attached to seeing ourselves in a particular way. Maybe you're used to seeing yourself as a parent, and you have to get used to having kids who are grown up and living apart. Maybe you're used to seeing yourself as someone's partner in a relationship, and you have to get used to being on your own. Maybe you're used to playing in our Chaverim program downstairs, and you have to get used to having grown-up responsibilities like sitting all the way through Yom Kippur services. It's not easy, and it can be too much change. It can feel daunting. We might be tempted to keep acting the way that we used to. Sometimes, the way that we perceive ourselves prevents us from fulfilling our potential to grow. The girl in the story we heard tonight faced this challenge too. She got used to seeing herself as a chicken, and she was stuck in that chickenhood. It wouldn't have worked for anyone to say to her, "You're a princess now, start acting like it." That would be too much of an adjustment, too big of a change. It would feel impossible. She couldn't get rid of her chickenhood with the snap of her finger or feathers. It wouldn't be real. It would be too easy. But it wasn't so long ago that that's kind of how we approached Yom Kippur. The way most Jews observed the afternoon before Yom Kippur involved the ritual of kaparot. Traditionally, Jews would take a chicken, hold it over their heads, say a prayer, wave the chicken around, and then all of a sudden, their sins would be transferred. Everything would be clear. We would get a clean slate. That ritual made things seem simple. All our problems belonged to the chicken. And we would be free to become our best selves. But we know that we can't just get rid of our problems with the wave of a hen. If we want to make a change, we need something besides poultry. We need patience to see ourselves both as we are and for what we might become. We need a process. That process is called Teshuvah. At these high holy days, we talk a lot about Teshuvah. That is, turning away from our sins and becoming our best selves, fulfilling our potential, making a leap. But when we think of Teshuvah that way, we are bound to look at it like a self-improvement project, like we are broken and have to be fixed. And that can make change feel too hard. It can make growth feel impossible. We're like the chicken princess in that way. Everyone tells us, stop it, you're not a little kid anymore, act like a grown-up. Stop it, you're not in a relationship anymore, act single. Stop it, your kids are grown now, focus on yourself. Does that help us to grow, change, or learn? Does it help us to fulfill our potential? Not usually. Usually, it just makes us feel more alone, like nobody sees who we really are and we can't change. Teshuvah isn't about becoming a new person all at once. It's not just letting go of the past and starting over fresh. It's definitely not about waving a chicken around. It's about finding the room inside ourselves to grow and giving ourselves the time to do it. It's about becoming a little bit by a little bit who we always were. So instead of focusing on the way others see us, we can start to open up a little bit by a little bit the way that we see ourselves. We can affirm that we are who we are and remember that it's okay to try something new. Just like it's okay for a chicken to dine at the table with the king and the queen. We can change incrementally until one day we see ourselves not just how we think we are, but how we might become. I've been really lucky that the leap from student to rabbi is not a very large one. In fact, now that I've given this Yom Kippur sermon, I already feel a little more like a rabbi than when I started. And perhaps at this time next year, it won't feel so strange when people call me rabbi. I hope that whatever changes you're facing this coming year, you can embrace them, grow with them, and have patience with them, and know that you are still you, and that's enough. Gemar chatima tov.